Sybil.
Happy Leap Day, gentlemen.
J. Anthony Brown.
Thank you to the band Legally Blind, Layla Hathaway, for stopping by the J Spot. I will be in Charlotte this weekend at the Comedy Zone, baby. What is going on? Salute to Chris Rock. Man, you did it. You did the damn thing.
You like what he did?
I thought he did good. I know. I feel Sybil looking at me. I feel it. I feel Sybil. Sib, I know. Where's the funny? I know.
No, I think he started off well. It just got a bit repetitive after a while.
Now, that I did say. I was like, okay, Chris, you hit it. Now move on.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. He hit it. He did real good. And then he went back black again a little bit.
And
but
then,
can you have too much black? I mean, we were complaining about
for
no
us,
black.
No.
Yeah.
You know, for us, but his audience, you know. And then there were some things, the whole Stacey Dash thing. It was like.
I thought that was hilarious.
It was for us.
I thought it was funny.
What did he do with Stacey? Because I boycotted.
Oh, you did boycott.
I did.
Well, he,
I boycotted. I'm reading some of the stuff that he said and he did. It says here, I'm here to Oscars, otherwise known as the White People's Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the open.
Okay. The opening you did. Really
when he
good.
Returned when he returned from commercials, it was and we're black.
Yeah.
But see, reading the jokes is not like hearing the jokes. It's just totally different. It just plays off different. But like Sybil was saying, I think he did. He kept hitting it a lot. He kept, you know, instead of moving on.
And I think Don sent an email during the festivities saying the whole Stacey Dash thing went over very well. And what happened was, he introduced Stacey Dash, and we know, you know, as the Stacey Dash for all the things she's been saying on Fox News. But a lot of people don't have a clue as to who she was. And so he said that, you know, we're now going to go forth with a new program here at the Academy. And as a part of that, here's the new director of the Academy's Minority Outreach Program.
And he introduced Stacey Dash?
Stacey Dash comes out. She says, I cannot wait to help my people out. Happy Black History Month.
She walked
right off the stage.
You didn't like that, Sid?
No, I thought it was funny. But
it was funny.
But the people.
It was just that they kept hitting black a lot. That was probably the thing, player. But what about the film clips? Well, now, player, remember we were talking about The Martian, how if he was black, they wouldn't go get him.
The bits he did,
they
I
did
thought
that
were funny.
Bit. They did that bit, and
the Danish girl. They did a bit.
It was Stacey.
Tracy Morgan.
With Tracy Morgan, I'm a Danish girl
eating a Danish, and you know.
And who and your girl, Big Les? Big Les in Revenant.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
There were some funny bits.
Yeah,
there were.
It seems like it was really a lot good. Of bits too. Did they? Did they hand out any awards?
I didn't see the whole thing. Sybil saw the whole thing.
Then
I saw the first
hand. No, I did not go. I went to sleep at one point. I was just like,
you had enough.
But there was, well, just because of the people that were winning, it was like, you know, I got to the point.
You know what the coolest part is, Sybil? And this is just probably for you and me and people who go to movies. It's really cool to hear him talk about a movie you saw. You're like, I saw that.
And that's why I watched it.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. I never heard of that one. But I saw that.
And Tom, that's what he—that was a bit that he did. He went to the—I guess it was the Magic Johnson Theater—and he went and talked to black folks about these movies that were nominated. And all the black folks were like, "I never heard of that. I don't know that one. I'm not familiar with that one. No,
that
must be from Europe somewhere. You know, it's like."
And those movies, some of those movies were playing at the Magic Johnson Theater.
Exactly.
Black people just don't go see them.
This lady,
right.
I go to the movies all the time.
I never heard of that. But I thought he did a good job. He did a really good job.
Overall, he did a good job in a very difficult situation.
Yes. What about Reggie Hudlin now? Reggie Hudlin, black, and he produced the show.
It was nice
overall,
the way they had it set
overall,
up.
You thought it was really nice?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Yeah.
I liked how the stage was set up. They had the stage where they would shoot, and you could see the band.
That would be the orchestra.
The orchestra. That was the orchestra. Band. Club owner.
As a club owner, it's a band.
As a club owner, it's a band. You can see the orchestra down there. And that was really cool, the way they had it set up. But yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. It was nice. He did a good job.
And there were a lot of, you know, there were a lot of great people.
So you give Chris an A and Reggie an A?
Yeah, I would say.
I don't see why not. Maybe a strong B.
She's one of them teachers. You know them. You know them types. You know you think you got an A. I don't give A's. I don't give A's.
Yeah, I remember that.
Not that I would get one, but they would say. But they would say it.
They would say it to some other people that I know that.
That should get an A. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you right now, we're starting the year off right.
I don't give A's.
But for the job that he did and under the circumstances in which he had to work, because all focus, all the pressures were on him as to how he was going to move that show along and keep it going. The only reason why I would bring it down is because I think after a while you just had to keep it moving move it beyond the whole black-white thing.
How was Don Lemon?
I didn't see Don.
I didn't see Don.
No.
You didn't watch CNN?
No, I watched E and ABC. And
okay.
Chris had a tux on, man. A dinner jacket.
I saw that.
Get
me
one
of them. You're going to see that on the cruise.
I'm going to get that same size, too. Oh, that's funny, huh?
Dinner jacket was nice.
It was nice, man.
Kevin Hart did a really good job.
Yeah, Kevin was just laughing. I didn't see Kevin's thing.
He was, and he looked great. He had on a real shiny, a sparkly suit. As well. So and a lot of the outfits by the women were.
Lou Gossett was sharp too. Didn't you think Lou Gossett? He looked kind of sick or something. Similar?
No, not sick. Just like went to the closet and said they want me to come to the Oscars. What do I have? But I love Lou Gossett. So and I was glad to see old school Hollywood because he really is old school Hollywood now. Represented and
well, he's 80.
Yeah.
Okay. Fashion. Red carpet.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
What?
Nice? I didn't see red carpet play, but I saw the lady who played Monster.
Charlize Theron.
Ooh.
She played
I'll Go White.
She won the Oscar for the movie Monster a few years ago.
I don't know that.
Charlize Theron.
What was she wearing? A red dress where it was cut down to the stop.
I think
on Fashion Police, man.
He should be on Fashion Police.
I should be on Fashion Police. She said you can see her name and address. Oh my goodness, that was nice, man. Thank you very much. And I didn't see the rest of it, so I didn't see everything.
For the most part, everybody like the one person that I just had a problem with was Whoopi, and her outfit just like.
What was Whoopi wearing this time?
It was like somebody just died. And she went to the closet and said, oh, Lord, what am I going to wear? I'll take this.
Because I really don't want to go to that. Let me put it this way, player. Whoopi was in a scene where she had on this jumpsuit, and she was doing the scene from Joy. Let's put it this way. She looked better in the jumpsuit on the last suit.
And scene.
It's Monday. What's that Monday morning jam that gets you going? Text me. Come up.